Good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella. Hi, my loyal listeners. I know you have missed me. I do apologize that I've been gone away for so long, but life kind of got in the way. Going to school full time, working full time. It was just a bit too much for my plate, so I had to take a step back from the radio thing for a little while. But I'm back now. That's the most important thing. I've missed you, and I hope you've missed me as well. I have an excellent show lined up for us today. We're going to be talking about juicing and green smoothies, how to get your body right. You know, it's the summertime, so we need to do a little something to slim down so we can look good on the beach or at the pool or for ourselves or for that significant other. But the main point is not only do we need to probably slim down, but we just need to be healthy. And incorporating juicing and green smoothies into your daily diet can add that extra incentive into your body, into your lifestyle, that is, to help you get on the right track. Juicing offers a ton of benefits as well as making green smoothies, but we'll get into that a little bit later. And hopefully we will have a special guest who has lost a lot of weight by juicing and doing green smoothies, and we will be calling her up in the next 10 or 15 minutes. But before I get into the rest of the show, I want to talk about something that I discussed on my very first show, and that was about Terry Lynn Monet. She was a New Orleans teacher who went missing, and she had been missing for quite a long time. In fact, it's been about 3 months. Well, I'm happy yet sad to report that she has been found. Unfortunately, she was found dead in her car in a river or lake near where she went missing. And she was found today at about 1:32 p.m. here in New Orleans, about 3 blocks from the location where she left. So I would just like to give a minute or two of silence for her and her family. And we can start that now. Okay, now that we've taken care of that, once again, condolences go out to the Terry Lynn Monet family and the school where Terry Lynn worked at in New Orleans. We're happy she's found, but just unhappy with the way that she was found. But at least now she can be at peace and her family can be at peace. Okay, so as I was saying, I'm happy to be back on air, and I do promise that I will continue to bring you informative, insightful, fun information dealing on various topics in the future on a weekly basis. And who knows, maybe twice a week, but for now, on a weekly basis, you can expect to have some kind of show coming from me on various topics. I think for the next couple of weeks, I want to focus on getting healthy, emotional health, mental health. I'm going to be having a couple of guests on speaking about astrology, numerology. So these are all a few of the topics that I have lined up for the next couple of months. If there's any particular topic that you would like to discuss with me, please make sure you hit me up on Blog Talk Radio. So that's blogtalkradio.com, and then do a search for Get Deep and Keep It Real. Or you can hit me up on Facebook on Get Deep and Keep It Real. And that's once again blogtalkradio.com, Get Deep and Keep It Real, or on Facebook. And you just can do a search for Get Deep and Keep It Real. And if you would like to call in today for today's show, you may do so by calling area code 347-826-9733. Once again, that number is 347-826-9733. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla. All right, it's time. Let's get into our show. As I said earlier, I want to talk about juicing and all of the benefits that go along with juicing and doing green smoothies. As some of you may know and some of you might not know, about 9 months ago, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and I had to have a total thyroid removal. So far, I have been cancer-free for these last eight to nine months, so I am very thankful for that. But one thing that I will contribute to being cancer-free so far is that I kind of pretty much cleaned up my diet a whole lot. And how I cleaned it up was that I decided to incorporate juicing into my diet. And then after about a month of juicing, I actually started doing green smoothies. And so by doing the two of those, I'm getting the maximum amount of nutrients for vegetables and fruits that I need in servings per day. And I can tell you, I can really feel a difference when I'm doing what I'm supposed to do every day. That is, you know, doing at least one juice a day and one green smoothie. Now, I'm sure I could probably have even more health benefits and a greater energy level and impact if I did it more than once a day. But to be truthful, it is a little time consuming. And with a full-time job and school, you know, for me right now, something's better than nothing. And even a lot of experts have said, if you can just do it, you know, at least once a day, and even if you can't manage it once a day, even three times a week, if you could juice and do some green smoothies, that can be very beneficial to your lifestyle and to your health. It has shown that you can have decreased blood pressure, decreased cholesterol, and weight loss, as I said before, among also, depending on what you're juicing, especially if you're like juicing certain types of vegetables, they can be a cancer prevention. And also, if you already have cancer, it could possibly help to stop the spread of the cancer. So I want to go in and talk about the various types of juicing, as well as green smoothies. And just to tell you the difference between the two, because a lot of people don't understand what the difference is between juicing and doing green smoothies. When you're juicing, you have, of course, a juice machine. That's the best thing to use, although some blenders do kind of do a quasi type of juicing mechanism, but the end result isn't as nice. So in any case, if you're doing juicing, you usually will take some fruits and vegetables, juice them, and you're just getting the juice from those fruits and vegetables. And when you drink that juice, you're getting a direct hit to your body. I mean, it's almost like a sugar high. I mean, it just goes straight to your blood system and your bloodstream, and you can almost feel an immediate impact, you know, about 10 or 15 minutes later, just like this major surge of energy and just kind of feeling good. Now, some people do like, you know, juice fast and things like that. Now, I do know a lot of times you may have side effects from doing a juice fast because your body's getting rid of all the toxins. And so, you know, anytime you're doing a major change to your body, of course, you're going to have a very strong response. So I want to kind of get into the various types of juicers, because that's very important. Now, personally, I would recommend, if you're new to juicing and you've never done it before, I would suggest getting just a very basic juicer that's not too expensive. And so some of the juicers that are out there on the market, one good one that I can just tell you right offhand for beginning juicers is the Jack LaLanne. And that juicer is a centrifugal juicer, which, give me one moment and I'm going to explain to you exactly what it means because it gets pretty technical. But in any case, but it is like one of the cheaper ones to have for us budget conscious people. That's what I would recommend if you're first starting out juicing. And so, as I was saying, okay, here we go. The difference between a centrifugal juicer is the fact that the centrifugal juicers tend to, they're the most common ones you'll see in the market. And they kind of move the product away from the center. They have like flat blades that cut the fruits or vegetables once you put them down the chute. And then the machine spins it at a very high velocity, which forces the juice to separate from the pulp. And then that's how you get the juice. I'm not sure if I really like that explanation, but I guess that's the most basic way to say it. Now, another type of juicer is called a masculating juicer. Now, these are very expensive, but you're going to get the maximum of juice from your effort. Now, these, they're huge, I have to admit. They're really big, and they're kind of hard to use, but they're well worth the effort because you can use the least amount of fruit and get the most benefit out of the juice. I'm sorry, yeah, out of the juice that you're getting. So you get, with the cheaper ones, you kind of waste a lot of fruit and not get as much juice, but with the masculating ones, you get a lot more. So I guess the old saying is you get what you pay for, but there is a middle ground. Those are like the two common ones that you'll mainly see. But there are some new ones that have come out on the market, and I think they're called slow juicers, and that's actually what I have, is slow juicer, which is basically a happy medium between a masculating and a centrifugal juicer. And that one works pretty much kind of the same way. It runs slower than a centrifugal juicer, but faster than a masculating juicer. So, and those tend to run anywhere from about $200 on up, whereas the centrifugal juicers tend to run about $100. And then the masculating ones, they are usually $300+. So as I said, you usually get what you pay for. So that's why it's usually recommended to go for a centrifugal juicer first and then go for anything above that after you've become a more experienced juicer. Now, I'm going to have my bias, and I'm going to go ahead and just say who I like as far as my juicer is concerned. I have what's called a Hemrom, and that's spelled H-U-R-O-M. And as I said, that's a slow juicer. And so I get a very nice product. I put up my fruits and vegetables. I put them in the machine. It juices it. I get, usually, for example, if I do maybe like 2 apples, 3 carrots, some ginger, this is a popular juice that I like to make, and it's pretty healthy for you. 3 carrots, a lemon, 1 whole lemon grated, or if it's organic, not grated, And what else? I said ginger. And you can throw whatever else you might like in there, but that's kind of like a standard, easy first type of juice that a lot of people like to make. And out of that, I can usually get a full glass, tall glass, about 8 ounces or more of juice. And so that's usually, a pretty good amount of juice to be getting out. So you should really think about juicing. And a lot of people say, yes, oh, it's too expensive. But what can be more expensive, buying the medicine or having the juice? And a lot of things that I do to kind of get around the cost of buying the vegetables and the fruit. First of all, number one, I look for things that are on sale and whatever's in season. I also try to visit local farmers markets because you can usually get better deals at the farmers market. And going along with that, if I do find particular fruits or vegetables on sale, and if it's something that I can freeze, for example, if I find strawberries on sale, I might buy 2 or 3 bins of them, cut them up, put them in baggies, and put them in the freezer so that I can use them for future use. Now, mainly I might use my strawberries for not juicing, but green smoothies. But the same concept could be for like cucumbers or the apples and such. Yeah, you'll end up with a more cold juice, but it could still work. Some other tips that you can do is going to places like Costco or your local grocery store tend to have organic sections of fruit and vegetables. And there's also a list on the internet. It's called the, like, I think, Dirty 15 and the, or I'm sorry, the Dirty 20 and the Clean 15. And basically, it's just a list of foods that popular fruits and vegetables that people may tend to juice a lot that they say you can use, that you don't have to worry about it being organic, and you can just buy regular. So there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can get around the whole expense of juicing. And as I said, I would much rather spend the money in fruits and vegetables rather than being stuck on some type of medication. And I can attest and tell you, affirm to you, that since I have been juicing, my lab work, as I said, my blood pressure has decreased. All of my lab work in every area just about has improved. So there is definite benefit to juicing. Now, as I said, I was going to tell you the difference between the juicing and the green smoothies. Now, when you get to the green smoothies, that's where you're having basically the whole fruit or the whole vegetable, and you're putting it in a blender and blending it up. And the big difference between that and the juicing is because in the juicing, they're taking away the fiber. You're not getting any fiber when you're juicing. You're just getting that straight juice, and that's it. And actually, that's what the pulp is from the juicing, is the actual fiber. And so sometimes, I know I'm getting off topic, but I'll get back to the green smoothies in a minute. But sometimes that pulp that I get from my juice, I will use that to make not brownies, muffins, or like some kind of bread. Or I might put it in, if I'm making a soup, I might put it in a soup. If I'm making stir fry, I might put it in stir fry. So just going back and reusing that. And if I had space to compost it, that is taking the pulp and putting it back into the soil for it to regrow or to enrich the soil, I would do that. But unfortunately, where I live, I can't do that. But that's always a suggestion for those of you who live in spaces where you can do that. You can take that leftover pulp and compost it. And I've even heard of some people who add pulp to their, if they have pets, like a dog or something, they will add the the pulp to their dog's dog food to give it extra nutrients. So there's a lot of things you can do with that. So getting back to the juice, the green smoothies. With the green smoothies, as I said before, you can take the whole plant and put it in. So like a popular smoothie that I like to make usually consists of kale or spinach, and sometimes both. And those are the two greens that are the most sweet and beginner-friendly. You have kids who love, who you might not get them to eat spinach or kale, but if you put it in a smoothie, they would never know that they're actually having kale and spinach, because it's actually pretty sweet, especially if you add, you know, banana, pear, strawberries to it. It can actually end up being very sweet. And so you say, so what's the health benefit of doing the smoothies? Well, basically, I like to call smoothies salads in a blender. So for those of you who may not necessarily like to eat a lot of vegetables, it's your way of being able to get all these vegetables packed in to one cup. So, and being able to disguise the taste of a lot of different things. So as I was saying, you know, kale and spinach are some of the base greens. But I've also, in my smoothies, put bok choy, which is a type of Chinese cabbage. I've even done cabbage, and surprisingly, cabbage can be kind of sweet as well in smoothies, but also especially in juicing a cabbage. It really is pretty sweet. Also, some of the other ones, lettuce. So there's just all sorts of things, and the internet has a host of different websites for making smoothie recipes, for getting smoothie recipes and juicing recipes. And so, as I was saying, as far as the benefits of smoothies, I like to think there's some people who argue that smoothies are more beneficial than juicing because you get the fiber and all the nutrients whole, whereas others argue that juicing is better because with the juice, it's going directly to your bloodstream. But as I said, I think they're both right, and that's why I encourage people to do both. You know, just maybe once a day, do a juice, maybe in the morning. Or really, it's more beneficial to do a juice in the morning versus the evening. And then have a smoothie for a snack or as a meal replacement. Or, you know, as a dessert, depending on what you have, you know, in it. And at one point in time, and actually I'm going to get back to that, I'm going to do both at least once a day. I'm going to have a juice in the morning to start off my day. And then maybe as a meal replacement for either breakfast or for some type of snack, I will have some type of green smoothie as my snack or meal replacement. And then, let's say you don't really need to lose weight, but you want to gain weight. Hey, a green smoothie is the perfect way, healthy way, to supplement, you know, adding in some extra calories if you needed to. And it just all really depends on, you know, what you're putting into it. But it's a very healthy alternative to, you know, other snacks and stuff. And as I said, at least you're then getting... You're making sure you're getting all of your vegetables and fruits in every single day. So let's find out some of the places that I would recommend as far as getting information, more information about juicing and smoothies. There are many, but before I get into that, let me take a break and do some station identification. And then I'll give you some website information of different places where you can find out information about smoothies and about smoothies and juicing. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to call in, the number is 347-826-9733. That is 347-826-9733. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella on Blog Talk Radio. And please be reminded, you can also find us on Facebook at Get Deep and Keep It Real. Thank you so much for joining my show today. I hope I'm giving you some information you didn't know, or at least supplementing some information that you may have known about on smoothies and juicing. I was supposed to have a guest today, but it looks like we're not going to be able to do that today. But who knows? We can always do a follow-up show. You know how I do. I always have a plan A and a plan B. That's the way we have to do it here on Get Deep and Keep It Real, because we're always keeping it real for you. So if we don't have our guest today, we will definitely have another show either tomorrow or later on in the week with our guest, because I really want to have her on here because she has an amazing weight loss story concerning juicing and doing smoothies. And it's very inspirational, and I would really like to share it with all of you, because I think it would serve as a great motivational tool to you. And as well, I hope my story of surviving and fighting cancer will also serve as a way of being a motivational tool. Why can't I talk today? Tool for you to kind of motivate and, if not totally change your diet, at least step by step a little bit here. So instead of maybe getting that, ice cream, making a smoothie instead. Instead of buying that soda, making a juice instead. I'm all about balance. I mean, yes, I would say that certain fast foods and processed foods, it'd be more beneficial for you to eliminate those out of your lifestyle. But once in a while, it's not so bad. But if you're juicing, and once you start juicing and doing these green smoothies, some of that fast food and processed stuff, it just tastes nasty to you after a while, and you just don't want it. And actually, the more you juice and the more you do green smoothies, you actually start to crave fresh food. And then once you do have like a real salad or real vegetables, they taste so much better because your body has now become accustomed and adjusted to having that live plant, that pure thing in your system. And so having that salad or that vegetable, eating it whole, just tastes so much better. So just think about it. Like I said, just one day at a time, check it out and tell me what you think. So now I'm going to go ahead and in this last minute here, give you a couple of places to check out. One place as a resource that I use that gives a lot of information for juicing, it's called, if you're on Facebook, it's called Juicing Vegetables. And his name is Drew Cannoli. And once again, that's Juicing Vegetables on Facebook. He's really good. He gives a lot of information. And he has a website. It's called FitLifeTV. That's FITLIFE, FitLifeTV. From his website and from his Facebook page, you can learn a lot of information about juicing and green smoothies. And actually, let's give it www.juiceupyourlife.tv. That's www.juiceupyourlife.tv. And so I highly recommend that page for juicing. Now, as far as like green smoothies, I don't really have any particular place. But before I go, let me tell you about the blender that I like. I highly recommend a Vitamixer. Yes, it's expensive, but it's well worth your money. And often QVC will give deals on it because not only can you green smoothies in this Vitamixer, you can make ice cream, your own homemade ice cream. You can make hot soups by adding hot water and then like some broccoli and cheese and different things. I've made fresh homemade broccoli and cheese soup in a blender. It's awesome, and it's, so I've made a squash soup or squash puree. So the Vitamixer, Google the internet, you can find awesome green smoothie recipes. We're almost out of time for today. That 30 minutes went fast today. And maybe we'll do a follow-up show on this later on in the week. So I'd like to thank you for joining me today. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation, and I hope you've learned something. And if you have any questions, hit me up on Facebook or on my email, getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com, all one word. That's getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com. Or on Facebook, just do a search for Get Deep and Keep It Real, or on Blog Talk Radio, Get Deep and Keep It Real. So once again, I want to say thank you for joining me today, and I hope you learned something new. That's always my intent. And if not, you know, if it's not something for you, at least pass the information on to a friend. Because, you know, why are we here on this earth unless we're here to help each other, to make each other better? And so share the information. Thank you. I've enjoyed you, and I hope you have enjoyed me. So thank you for joining Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio.